It's 4 o'clock, so let's look at our preview at our now our next talk. I have been doing some mad things in Go, but building a database I honestly have strong respect for. So next up is Etienne, who's gonna tell us everything about crazy journeys in Go.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, welcome to our mad journey of building a database in Go. And it's pretty mad to build a database at all. It may be even worse or even madder to build a database in Go when most are built in.
Okay. Closer? Okay.
Okay, cool. Let me start over in case you didn't hear it. So, hi, my name is Etienne. Welcome to our mad journey of building a vector database in Go. So building a database at all could already be pretty mad. Doing it in Go when most are built in C or C++ could be even madder or even more exciting. And we definitely encountered a couple of unique problems that led us to create creative solutions. And there's lots of shouts out in there and also a couple of wish lists. So we just released Go 1.20. And of course, the occasional madness. So let's get one question out of the way right away. Why does the world even need yet another database? There's so many out there already, but